sometimes the layout, I don't know about you, but the layout, I've seen some that just suck. Like it'll be supplement bottle, back of supplement bottle on the side, and then some really good information. But when you get through those first two or three, you think this product sucks. Hey everyone, this is Norm Ferrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing five Amazon tactics you should be trying in 2024. We're going to be talking about advanced PPC targeting strategies, effective strategies for tracking organic rank, and this is the big one, big topic, is how to quickly find influencers for shoppable videos. So welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Okay, like I mentioned, five Amazon tactics you should be trying in 2024. Our guest is an Ohio State engineer grad. He spent 10 years working long hours moving up the corporate ladder, making other people money. And finally, he got tired of working, so he quit the corporate job in 2021 and now is focused on building Amazon brands with helping other sellers scale their businesses through FBA Excel and AMZ Rolodex services. Now, I should mention that we've talked about his services on this podcast quite a bit, and now you can you tune in, listen, and see why we've been talking and referring people over to him. So we're talking about our guest, Brett Burkaw, and we'll get to Brett in a second, but first we will have a word from our sponsor, and then we'll come back and talk with Kels. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and welcome Brett. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, for the second time.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, so last time we were talking, there's been a lot of changes. You've provided a variety of different services since the last time we've talked. We're going to be talking about different strategies, but because this is something that you're providing, I'd like to talk a little bit, maybe we'll talk a bit towards the middle or the end about the different types of spreadsheets and services that you offer. But I think it's important because the last time we talked, it was strictly about one service.
Right. Yeah. Probably just the Google Sheets stuff.
Right. It was
expanded since then. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of different things since then. So let's start talking about some of these advanced PPC strategies that you're talking about.
Sounds good. Yeah. I got a few slides here. I'll try to explain everything for the audio viewers, but let's see if I can figure this out. Share screen. Let me know when I'm visible.
You are visible.
Awesome. I was putting these together, Norm, and my red hair next to your white beard. I think you look pretty good pulling off the red beard.
There we go.
Cool. So I did put some stuff in here about some of the tools and stuff, but I honestly put these slides together with kind of the average seller in mind and focus more on what are some actionable things that they can go and do, and they don't need to pay for any tools. I mean, all of these they can kind of just leverage from the get-go. Yeah, some of the tools that we have help with that, but the goals and premise anybody can do. So that's kind of the theme of these slides. The very first one here that I want to talk about, for I got a few slides on it, is the search query performance. You know, in running FBA Excel, I'm fortunate that I do get to work with a lot of really high level sellers that do a lot of slick things. So I learn a lot from them and work together with them to kind of deploy new things and improvements to the tool. So this search career performance tracking is a new tool we haven't actually released yet. It's going to be out in another week. But really what they're doing and what I've started doing as well on my own is doing tracking on a weekly basis and then using the data to make decisions, both from just a PPC standpoint, listing optimization standpoint. There's a lot of different things you can glean from these reports and then take actions away. Now, what I find with a lot of users is they're not really sure what the data is telling them and what to do about it. So that's kind of where this tool and what a few of these slides will hopefully help with. But
so, Brett, can we just back up just a sec? Just for the people that don't know, I love this report, by the way, the search query performance report. Can you tell us just a little bit about it? What does it do?
Yeah, so you do have to have a brand registry and you have to have some products that you're selling to take advantage of this report. But it's basically going to give you impression data, clicks data, add to cart data, and purchase data directly from Amazon for your specific ASINs. And it'll give you that ASINs data and the market data for your top 100 keywords for each ASIN. So that's really like the best data from just a usability standpoint. And you can see how you're performing off of search results pages. So it's not going to actually give you the data from product pages and I think some of the widgets they have on Amazon, but for the actual search pages, which is when we're talking about ranking and stuff like that, that's really kind of the holy grail. So I can tell you like all the biggest sellers that we support through FBA Excel, they live in this report. Mm-hmm. So if you really haven't messed with it at all yet, you definitely should. It is a lot more useful if you've got higher sales velocity and you're pumping, you know, orders through products. So it may only be applicable, say, to your top 20% of your products that you can really make actionable movements from it. But, you know, if you've got a kick-ass brand, this is a report you should definitely be leveraging. And I'll show you here in a few slides some really slick advanced ways that some of the users are deploying these. But yeah, so this layout here, I basically just got a screenshot of really it's the search query performance data as you download it from Amazon, just kind of spruced up a bit. So for those that can actually see this, I've got impression columns, click columns, add to cart columns, and purchase columns. So it's kind of walking you through the sales funnel. And you can make this on your own, just download the raw data from Amazon and format it accordingly. It'll for the most part be formatted. There's some extra columns Amazon puts in there, but you can hide those or delete them out to make it look like this. And then along the left here, you can see we've got data for all these keywords each week. I really like that being the best way to visualize the data because you can kind of see changes over time, which is important. And as the market changes and your product gets different placements, stuff like that, the data is going to be obviously different. So anyway, what you need to do first to really get useful information out of this is calculate the click-through rate and conversion rates for both your product and the market. And then you can kind of see, you know, how you're stacking up. Really with Amazon nowadays, click-through rate and conversion rates really where you need to put a lot of effort and focus if you're wanting to make consistent improvements and move the needle on your ranking and on your sales and so on and so forth. So I've just got a simple example here on how to calculate those for those that don't know. Mm-hmm. So you can see I've just created two additional sections over here. The blue is click-through rate. The green is conversion rate. Conversion rate is going to be your orders over your clicks. So you can see I divide this 75 by 323 and times that by 100, you get 23% conversion rate. I could do that for the market. I don't have an example for that, but you can see right next to it, 13.6. That's what the market conversion rate for this kids grill playset keyword is right now. And that's for week 41. It can be different on 42. It can be different on 43. So on and so forth. For the click-through rate, you're just taking the clicks divided by impressions. So that's the blue example I have here. 323 divided by 4,814 multiplied by 100 gets you 6.71. Do the same thing for the market. And then you can kind of see, hey, how am I stacking up versus the market? Is there any improvements that I could make to my listing, to my title, to your bullet points, you know, to my PPC, a lot of different actionable strategies that you can deploy from this info. But getting this info in kind of a manageable, digestible format is the first step. So to figure out the difference, you're just literally going to subtract the two. So from a conversion rate standpoint, I'm doing 23.2 minus 13.6, and I get in purple 9.7. So do you have any questions on that, Norm? Does that kind of make sense?
It makes, yeah, perfect sense.
Okay. So you can kind of see hidden off, that's cut off here on the screen, kind of what this tool does automatically for you. It's going to automatically import all the data, aggregate it, do all the calculations, just so you don't have to do the manual effort. So that's kind of what all FBA Excel tools are about, are just making things a little more streamlined. So that's kind of, but you can easily do this on your own. It's not that hard. All right. So once you have that data, the deltas for your click-through rate and conversion rate, and you could do that as a percentage delta, or I like it just the, you know, the actual difference. It just seems a little more intuitive to me, but you can graph those, just a simple, you know, chart like this, XY axis, pretty simple, click-through rate on the Y, conversion rate on the X. And then you get these quadrants here that can become pretty helpful for determining which search queries you can devote some effort to improving. So, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. If you're up here in the upper quadrant, it's going to be ones that you have better conversion rate, better click-through rate than the market. So those are going to be kind of your scale search queries. If you've got a higher conversion rate but a lower click-through rate than the market, you're going to want to work on improving your click-through rate. Got some things on this next slide that'll help with that. And then reducing traffic. These are going to be the ones where, hey, you may want to reduce your campaign budgets, your PPC spend, because you just aren't having any luck on conversion rate and click-through rate. And then finally, you've got a quadrant over here for improving your conversion rate. So does that kind of in general terms make sense, Norm, as far as the visual representation there?
Yeah, and I'm a visual guy. So if you just give me numbers on a spreadsheet,
you know,
it's just like blah, 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 Charlie Brown's teacher. When I see this, it all comes together for me.
Yeah, so this is just another way to kind of look at the data we were looking at on the previous slide, where you're running the traffic in, you've got a set amount of search query volume for all the keywords that kind of aggregate together. The market is along the bottom here, as far as it's obviously going to be a lot higher as far as the total numbers, because it's all the sellers in that niche. And then you've got your data for your ASINs up here at the top. It's just going to give you kind of the aggregated metric terms as you move through the funnel. And then what's nice about this tool is it's going to have kind of a way on a weekly basis that you can track notes and log changes and improvements, and they're going to kind of show up there in graphical format. So it's pretty slick. It's pretty kind of high level, and allows you to dive down into deeper details as well. So, but yeah, you can, like I said, build this out yourself with just the CTR deltas and the conversion rate deltas that we did on the previous slide. Do a simple, you know, two column graph, and you'll start to make sense of some of this data. So, all right. So here's kind of the actionable improvement insights, and we're still working on, there's a lot trickier and advanced ones that you can glean from some of the data, depending on how much extra data you're bringing in. But in general terms, these are kind of my favorites. So these are just prompts that as you import all the data into this tool and choose different options, it's kind of give you some direction and some ideas. But for improving your CTR, you know, this one's kind of obvious: split testing your images, you know, improving the contrast of the image. You can mess around with some gray hat tactics. I've never seen anybody have any problems with, other than Amazon may pull your list or your image down, but you can put a new one right back up, as far as maybe you add a keyword to your box, or maybe you add a box if you don't have a box, if you can maintain good reviews doing stuff like that. I mean, these are all things that I personally do. So, you know, do it your own risk, but I do them. So split testing a lower price and adding coupons is obviously really easy to do. The price is a little trickier. You know, you don't want to obviously go up too much at a time, or drop it lower too much at a time, but finding the sweet spot there can really help with your click-through rate. With reducing traffic on your poor performers, I prefer more automated strategies here. So we've got some PPC tools that you can add rules to systematically bring your bids down, but you can obviously manually go into campaign manager, find these keywords that you're targeting and drop your bids, drop your budgets, just to kind of help with that. Here's where you should probably spend the majority of your time, in the upper right quadrant. So these are going to be the improving traffic search queries. My two favorite right now are using the rest of search modifiers. So this is actually a tactic I'll talk about on the next few slides as well. Mm-hmm. But not a lot of sellers are using the new rest of search modifier that they added. They're still focused on top of search, you know, product pages in some cases. But this rest of search modifier is pretty powerful, especially if you set up your campaigns correctly, which I'll show you again here in a few slides. But you're really targeting page one traffic still, just maybe lower down on the page. So it tends to work a lot better later on in the day. So if you are able to like do day parting and stuff like that, you'll see a lot better results. But you'll get higher click-through rates, higher conversion rates at lower CPCs if you drop some of these search queries in those type of campaigns and then use this rest of search modifier. And I'm going to share with you kind of my preferred setup for that here in a minute. So then the other strategy to tack onto that that's a bit more advanced that not a lot of sellers are using are ASIN targeting the top competitors. So you can take your top 10 competitors. You can maybe just search for these search queries yourself manually, see who's ranking really well for them. And then you're going to deploy this rest of search modifier as well. And you'll actually find that this rest of search modifier on ASIN targeting campaigns, you're going to show up a lot on page one because you're targeting ASINs that are ranking well for, you know, those specific search queries. So a little bit of
when you're doing that, Brett,
mm-hmm.
Should you be targeting competitors that have a lower star rating than you or rating than you, or mm-hmm. do you just go after your main or your top competitors?
Really, when I'm thinking about PPC, it's more just I'm focused mainly on rank. I mean, that's when I'm operating my own brands and helping sellers, that's what I'm most focused on. So I know the strategy you're talking about, and yep. I'll actually talk about that in a minute as well. But with this, you're really working to scale these to the moon. And those ones that are really ranking well for, you know, Amazon, I don't know if they shifted and started doing this or if it's always been like this. Honestly, probably for the past 6 months, I hadn't done it before that with actually looking at the keywords that they're ranking really well for. And I'm talking about the heavy hitter ASINs. And then going after the ASINs, but using that rest of search modifier, I would just manually go in the evenings and check. And man, I was always up to the top on some of these keywords that I wasn't targeting in any other campaign. So it's kind of interesting. And you get a lot, like I said, high CTRs, high conversion rates at lower CPCs, sometimes like 50% less than say if you were doing top of search. So just a little bit. Obviously, I've got top of search there as well. You're wanting to scale these to the moon. So, you know, sponsored brand videos with the keywords and the headlines and all the normal things. These two that I've highlighted are just a little bit more of a advanced tactic, but you can take advantage of scaling other placements and just trying to maximize your PPC spend is kind of one of the main levers you have here.
Okay.
So then CVR here, secondary listing images. I've just noticed over the course of my Amazon career, not a lot of sellers will invest in new secondary images. So if you have a really profitable product, it may be to your advantage to get a whole new set of secondary images and test those. Obviously, your hero image makes a big play, but I think the secondary images as well. So that's
you're 100% right. Yeah. And you could just test that with any focus group or going out to an app like PicFu. And we've done that where you just go, sometimes it's just black, white, black, white, black, white, or is this shifting them around a little bit? You might get an extra couple points, you know? And sometimes the layout, I don't know about you, but the layout, I've seen some that just suck. Like it'll be supplement bottle, back of supplement bottle on the side, and then some really good information. But when you get through those first two or three, you think this product sucks. You know, when they just split tested it, it would have been obvious.
Yeah. And I've honestly had the best results. Like say you have a couple different photographers that you work with that are top notch. Say you have a render guy as well. You almost like give them the concepts and have them make sure they come up with completely different like themes, because that theme is what really, I think, improves your conversion rate if you lock onto the right one. If you have the same guy, just try to improve some that he's already done, you're not going to get you know, the needle's not going to move as much, but
yep, that's a great idea. Experience. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So there's a lot of others there that you can read, but I'm not going to go over that for now. So
are these slides going to be available?
Yeah. I can share these. No problem. Perfect. So, all right. So here's some more advanced stuff that I really like this type of, I'm a huge data nerd, so I get into this. I know you don't like the spreadsheets norm, so I'll try to explain this a little bit more.
You know what? Word. It's got a little bit of color in it, so you've intrigued.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool. All right, man. So what we're looking at here in the top now is the same data set we were looking at on the first slide with the search query data. We've just kind of shifted over to the right a little bit more. And you can start to see we're pulling in Amazon-centric data from our search term reports. We're able to see kind of what we're targeting, if it's an exact match phrase, broad, stuff like that. So that's helpful. We've got the PPC performance data over a set span that we've pulled in the data. And then this orange data is where you can really start to get slick with it. And honestly, don't know if, in my experience, these are going to be a lot more useful if you've got just a killer product. Say you've got a bestseller badge and you're crushing it and you're trying to keep your competitors off your back, stuff like that. If you've just launched a product and you're making 20 sales a day and it's, you know, you're working your way up, it's not going to be as helpful what I'm talking about now. But in this red square, what we're pulling in is some information from Helium 10, and some of the other SaaS tools provide similar data. But the first two columns here are brand analytics, the conversion rates and click-through rates. So you've got the conversion rate, though, is what we care most about in the strategy I'm going to talk about right now. And then you've got from Helium 10, I think they call it the CPR, Cerebro Product Rating or something like that. It's their value that they estimate how many units you would need to sell or give away. I can't remember how they phrase it, over, I think it's an 8-day span,
yep,
in order to rank in the top section. So basically we're taking that number in the background, figuring out how many per day that would be. And then, you know, off of your search query data, so this is the red kind of inlay I have here, how many your ASIN is making per week, because that's the data that gets pulled in from brand analytics. So we divide that to figure out how many extra sales you would need to make on top of that giveaway number in order to rank, in order to beat that CPR daily number. So that's what this OTR needed means. It means orders to rank needed. And then you know the top three sellers' conversion rates, you know your current cost per click. If you've got your PPC campaign set up in a logical way where you can rely that the data is accurate. So, you know, single structured ASIN campaigns, maybe you have one keyword in there that, you know, is always getting the traffic. That's the ideal scenario. But anyway, then you can almost estimate how much it would cost on a daily basis to make improvement ranks or improvements in your rank for those keywords. So it almost becomes then a planning tool, if you will, that you're using kind of data from brand analytics, from your PPC campaigns, from the search query performance report to prioritize some of these keywords that that you can make movements on. So does that kind of make sense? I know I bounced around there a bit.
No, makes sense.
Perfect.
Now, why don't we do this? It's coming to the end of the or bottom of the hour. And for those people who have not watched this podcast before, this is where we talk about our prize that we give away at the end of every podcast. That's called the Wheel of Kelsey. So first of all, if you want to enter, it's hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. If you want to have a second entry, you just tag two people and you'll get that second entry. So today we have a special giveaway. In fact, it's not for one, it's for three people. So why don't you tell us what exactly that giveaway is going to be?
Yes, but we'll give a free month to three people for FBXL and AMZ Rolodex, which I'll touch on AMZ Rolodex here in a few slides. But it's a lot of slick Google Sheets tools and some directories and databases that help Amazon sellers for the most part.
Very cool. All right. So if you're interested in that, and I would highly, highly recommend these tools, it's talked about quite a bit. We get DM'd on it. There's been a lot of discussion about it. So It is hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. Tag two people. You'll get a second entry. And also, let me do a sponsor. I don't have on Monday. I'll have this recorded so you don't have to listen to me babble on. But today, I'd like to talk a little bit about Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. This is a buddy of mine. His name's Colin Campbell. He's turned, I don't know how many companies from, he's sold, I don't know how many companies, but started from scratch, scaled them, exited them, and went right back to the drawing board. In fact, every time I see him, he's doing something different. So the thing is, he's had a couple of failures. He's learned off of those failures. He's then went ahead and turned nugget after nugget after nugget. And I'm talking seven-figure, eight-figure, even nine-figure companies that he's turned around and sold. And he does it with the exact same formula. Ever since I've met him, we've been buddies for, geez, 20, almost 30 years. It's crazy. But it's the same formula. So over 10 years, he's put this book together. He's got four different sections that are broken up into four different subsections, which go through a bunch of subsections. Anyways, it's a great reference guide for any entrepreneur. And if you're an Amazon seller, if you're a new Amazon seller, guess what? You're an entrepreneur. So check it out. Kelsey will put the link to Amazon in there. And by the way, just to let you know, it's just not me. I wouldn't even do this if it wasn't a great book. However, he's got the number one category in, I don't know how many, probably 15 entrepreneurship, business, startups, you name it, e-commerce. So I'll be doing a recording so you don't have to listen to me babble for Monday. But Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat is an excellent reference guide book. And he's also has about 200 interviews in there. So 400 page reference. I call it a reference. I don't think he likes it when I say that, but it's an awesome business book. Check it out. Okay. Now we can come back.
Cool. Good stuff. All right. So the bottom section here is my favorite view of kind of your search query performance data. And what it's aggregating here are all of the weekly rows that you see above. And it's kind of giving you a top line for all of the values. So what you can really quickly get from this info and this view, if we sort it by purchases, which you can see that's the way the default sort is done, is the way I like to think of it is your really kind of money keywords that you want to spend most of your time on your PPC, make sure you're indexed well for, your listing's optimized well for, you want to track your rank for. That's kind of my second thing. I know it's an obvious tip, but you'd be surprised how many sellers actually don't track their rank, or they set it up once and then never look at it again. Mm. That can be really bad news, especially if you've got a really good product that had been performing well and then all of a sudden it doesn't perform well. It's likely you've lost traction on just a few keywords that, you know, your competitors are going after. So it really pays to have a system in place to effectively see that data and see that data in multiple places. So we've got a new platform coming out, ranks.io, that's going to allow you to do that in all of our Google Sheets tools. It's going to allow for geo rank tracking. So you can pick different zip codes. You can pick the time of day that you want to see your rank, because those fluctuate quite a bit. So pretty powerful stuff here, but what you can glean, kind of an example here I've got squared off is, you know, the green here, 5.9, that means that this keyword for us is performing about 6% better from, or I'm sorry, a conversion rate 6% points higher than the market, and with a click-through rate of 4% points higher than the market. So we know that we're doing really well for this keyword, yet our PPC impression share, which don't confuse that with your search query performance impression share, they're different. PPC impression share is the percentage of, you know, ads you're running and impressions you're getting versus the competition. It's only 2% in this case. So we've got a lot of room to still spend and get some share from the competition. So that would be a good, you know, this is a longer tail keyword as well, to start deploying in our PPC campaigns and talk about some of the strategies here in the next few slides, how you can leverage these keywords. But this view is nice too, because you can expand it and you can see the changes over time, week to week. That's kind of what this bottom is showing. and then really use this as kind of a central hub for, hey, I'm going to work on improving just these, say, 10 keywords. And it starts to become a lot more manageable than hundreds of thousands of rows that these kind of data tables can get up to. So does all that kind of make sense, Norm?
Right. Yes.
Good deal. All right. So I'm moving away from search query performance. Do you have any questions on that before I start talking about a few tricky PPC campaigns? I've already kind of touched on these, but there's some specific nuances that you need to know to set them up. So that's kind of what I wanted to run through.
No, I think we're good.
All right, cool. So the third thing here is broad and broad modifier campaigns. And you've probably used these, a lot of sellers use them, but there's a few tricks here that you might want to try testing because they're just working really well. I don't know right now if it's just that not a lot of sellers are using them or what, but monogram, bigram. So this is something I learned, I think, from Elizabeth Green. So I first saw it from her. Pretty slick strategy. You're basically taking your search term report. You can also do it with your search query performance targets that are doing real well. You can research your top 10 competitors, figure out a keyword list of those and kind of do the same thing. But this is a good exercise for ChatGPT as well, where you take a keyword list that has the keyword phrases and you tell it, hey, give me the keyword list just one word at a time. So you want to break it out into single words. That's what a monogram is. One of our PPC tools kind of does this automatically where it creates the monogram, bigram, trigram, and then actually aggregates the PPC metrics based off your search term report. So once you have that, you can really easily see kind of singular words and then ones that aren't performing well. So maybe you have zero orders with high spend. You can also see the single words that are performing really well. So they've got high spend, but a lot of orders, low ACOS type of deal. And you're just trying to use this data to put together a set of broad and broad modifier campaigns to test. And you want to put those obviously in different campaigns. And then the parameters would be high, I always forget to mention this, but high budget from the start. I've tested it a lot with just like nickel and dime, you know, $5, $10, $20 budgets from the start. It doesn't work near as well. You need to go big, like $100 starting campaign budget, sorry. And then with the bids, you're actually wanting to go lower. So you're really targeting the strategy that I mentioned before with the rest of search. You're trying to get on the first page, but get the higher click-through rate, higher conversion rate clicks at the lower CPCs than you would with top of search. So that's the whole kind of trick behind this campaign. And then the next one is rest of search modifier. And what I like to do, launch your campaigns, go into Ad Manager. You know, it gives you the suggested bid range where you've got kind of a min, max, and middle ground. You want to look at that bottom minimum. You're going to bid below that. And then you want your 100% rest of search to get you at least like 10% or so above the maximum. And we found that that's kind of the sweet spot. So it may not be exactly 100% to make that happen. You may need to tweak that a bit. But you need to calculate and figure out what that would need to be. And then the other trick with this is heavily negative phrase negation. So this is the kind of pain in the ass part about this campaign. You have to spend some time looking at what I like to do is use kind of the monogram data, high spend, zero sales. That can pretty much give you a good indicator that those singular words are bad across the board. You do want to go through these one at a time and say, is this relevant to my product? Because as soon as you negative phrase them, it's bad news if you wanted to target those. So you're basically coming out with that single word list. I like to do a two word list as well. I don't go any more than that with the negative phrase, but the single word list is really the key. So if you just go through and do a single word list, and it's going to be long, it may take you an hour to go through and kind of compile all that data, but launch the campaign with that negative phrase list, launch the campaign with the high budget, launch the campaign with the low bids, launch the campaign with the rest of search, and then don't touch it for 7 days, you're going to start seeing good results. I mean, I haven't had anybody launch this campaign that hasn't had good results. So it's just a hack I wanted to share. This YouTube video kind of goes into it in a bit more detail. But do you have any questions on that, Norm?
No, but it looks like it's a fantastic strategy. So Jennifer gave it to you?
Say that again. Oh, no, Liz. So,
oh, yeah, sorry, Liz
from Jungler. I learned from her the monogram. I've kind of learned through some other sellers that use the tools. They've experimented a lot with some of these other features, and I just kind of learned from that. So,
if you're listening and if you have any questions, I know these are some advanced strategies, but if you do have any questions for Brett, let us know. Or if you have any comments, some of these strategies, this strategy here is gold. So, I don't know about you, but, I've never done this strategy. So this is something, and I'm not a PPC expert. I'm more on the creative side and the aesthetic side of the listings and getting them, you know, to move through aesthetics. But data is the trick. And also these strategies, they're fantastic. So I've learned something today. If you got any questions, let me know.
Good deal. All right, so the next PPC one is what I touched on before. It's ASIN targeting. And this one's a lot faster to set up because you don't have to do the phrase negating. Mm-hmm. We've got a tool, Keyword Dominator, that helps with aggregating your competitor data, coming up with a keyword list. And you can really compare that data versus your search query performance. We talked about the ones that we had high CTR, high CVR deltas there. Using that information to figure out which ASINs are doing really well for the keywords that you're wanting to move up the ranks for. That's kind of the second bullet point here. So I would use this strategy for those ASINs. And I also use this strategy for any new arrival that's highly relevant to your product. And the trick here is you're trying to take advantage of their honeymoon period. You're trying to piggyback off their honeymoon period, but you're trying to get on page one. We don't care as much about the product pages. So this rest of search modifier helps. And again, I don't know if it's supposed to help or what, but if you manually check, you don't launch any other campaigns, no exact match, no phrase match, and you only launch these ASIN targets and you use this 100% rest of search modifier. If you manually go in, at least later in the day when some of your competition has ran out of budget, you're going to be showing up on page one for a lot of the keywords that these ASINs are ranking well for. So that's kind of the hack, if you will. And again, your goal is to get on page one. So if you're not getting on page one, it's probably not going to be as good of a campaign for you. But a lot of niches, this will work well. So does that kind of make sense? The setup is the same, high budget, low targets. I actually prefer like less than three ASINs, but I wouldn't go any more than five. And then lower than the suggested bid. You're trying to get profitable sales here and get lower CPCs, but still keep that high CVR and CTR. If you're not getting that high CVR, CTR, like I said, this may not be a good campaign. You may want to abandon it, but I would at least test it to see if it's working well in your niche.
Cool. Okay. And I think drum roll, this is number five.
Number five. Yeah. All right. So the rest of the stuff's pretty much about influencers and, Norm alluded to AMZ Rolodex. One of the big features there is we've just got a big database of influencers that you can reach out to. But there's some free ways you can do this as well. And they're a bit tedious, but if you're on a shoestring budget, I've been there. Go ahead and try these and it will make a difference if you can land one or two of them. So what I like to do, look up the bestseller page for whatever your niche is. It doesn't have to be your exact product. It can be kind of in a comparable niche like this one here. I'm looking up bottle warmers. It could be parenting. It could be kids' toys, because that anybody that buys this stuff will have kids. But anyway, you're going to go to the bestseller page. It's just an easy way to kind of structure it. You're going to start with the bestseller, then you're going to work your way kind of down the list. And our goal is to find some products that have a lot of these influencer videos. And usually the bestsellers will have more than one even. So that helps a lot. But you're looking, when you click on the listing and click on their video, you're looking for this section here. So there'll be a couple different sections. This top section is videos that seller's made. And then if you can see down here where it's cut off, the review videos, you don't want those. But these related videos, if they have them, go ahead and click on one of those. And then down here, step three, you just click on the little picture there of the reviewer. It'll say earns commissions as well. And then that's going to take you to the storefront page. So this is a page that all Amazon influencers get to promote their videos. You can put contact information here. Sometimes they'll have like the influencer email in the description. So it's kind of a manual process. But what we're looking for here is, hey, do they post these shoppable videos? And I wouldn't probably put as much focus on ones that are just images, because these shoppable videos are really what you can leverage to improve your conversion rates and help with sales. They will show up on your product listing, and depending on how the influencer tags it when they post it, the product, it can even show up on your competitors' listings. And if your competitors don't have these videos, it creates a kind of a spider's web of your videos showing up on Amazon. So anyway, so pretty simple
just,
hack.
Just before you get to the hack, the amount of videos that could be shown, and I'm talking about from the seller to the influencer, how many videos nowadays are they allowing us to show?
They do cap it. I think it's honestly like 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think this is the max you can have.
Is that in total? Here.
I think so. It's either 8 or 10. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's around that number. I think if you have shoppable videos, it kicks review videos off. There's another section too. If you scroll down your page, usually under like your EBC, there'll be a band there. Mm-hmm. I know the shoppable videos usually show up first, and shoppable videos are just a fancy word for, hey, the influencers tagging your product when they post their video to the associates page. And then it's going to show up like in this section here, show up on the product page, show up on your competitors page. And, you know, as Amazon comes out with new things to compete with TikTok and stuff like that, I think it's going to be that more important that you have some of these, you know, adverts. So it's pretty powerful stuff. It's honestly just some manual effort. I mean, you can make a big dent if you just spend like 3 hours on this one day with kind of what I'm going over here. So that's the first free option. So the other option is this URL here. And this is honestly how I built AMZ Rolodex. So just start at this URL, click this little explore button. It's going to expand out this interest section. And say Norm's selling a cat toy or something, he would click on cats. I would also tell him to click on some other ones that he think might be relevant, because some of the best influencers and influencer stories that I've heard from running AMZ Rolodex has come from users hopping into AMZ Rolodex, going down through, picking out the ones they thought would work, and then saying, okay, what are some complementary niches that influencers might be posting in, and then reaching out to those as well. So you can really get a big list if you don't just silo yourself into one category. But then it becomes the exact same process of clicking on the earns commission icon, going to their profile page, seeing if they have their contact info. You'll find that it's probably like 60% of the time they'll have contact info. The other percent, you know, it won't be there. So it's kind of a pain in the butt process. But that's why, you know, I came out with the AMZ Rolodex more for just myself to start out with, and I just started sharing it around. But it's honestly just a huge Airtable database of all of these Amazon storefronts, so you can get their direct link to their storefront, you can get all their contact info. I've got a team that just goes and gets kind of a static snapshot of what their socials are as far as how many followers and stuff, so you can filter by that. But and then obviously they categorize all the niches. So just breeze down through their videos, see what they're posting about, and then categorize it. So just kind of a resource here, super affordable, and you can sign up for 1 month, try it out, get all the ones that look applicable to your niche, and cancel for all I care. We do post new ones every month. So maybe like 500 or so each month we get
posted. How many do you have in there?
It's over 6,000 now, Norm. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't checked here recently, but we've got another big update coming. So, it's like I said, it's tedious because not all of them post their contact info. So, kind of a pain in the butt, to be honest. But I'm glad that we've got this database now, and it's been helpful for a lot of sellers. So, there is a trick to it, though, and that's kind of what this last slide is. In running AMZ Rolodex, you'll get emails like, "Man, AMZ Rolodex is the best." Best thing since sliced bread. And then the next guy will email and said it didn't work. It was a piece of crap. So I'm like, well, what's the problem here? And that got me just kind of working on best practices. And it's honestly an art to work with these influencers. You know, they're getting hit up with a lot of random DMs and, you know, brands that really aren't established reaching out to them probably. So these six things here, if you kind of use as a roadmap, you're going to have a lot better luck. John Durkitz, he helped kind of this last one here. It's a really slick strategy. Him and Adam did a good video. I'd invite you to check that out as well, where they talk about this stuff. But the first step is you have to have some sort of an established website, you know, Instagram page, something that showcases your products and your brand, that you're not just trying to waste their time. The big trick though, don't just come out of the gate and ask them to promote something. That's where I'd say most of the users that don't have success make the mistake. What we found works best, if you can engage with their content, maybe you have a VA that does this, but hops on their Instagram page. If they have multiple socials, you know, kind of comment, maybe you DM them and say, hey, I saw you were posting about a, ski resort, and I just got back from Copper Mountain, something that's relatable and that you can almost become friends with them. And what you'll have happen most of the time, if you get them to reply, is they'll check out your profile. And then they'll reach out to you and be like, hey, you know, I see you're selling XYZ. You know, I do some of that stuff too. And then you're in. Then you've got a lot of potential options. And we've had users that link up with like 20 of these influencers, and they, some of them even hired them on, brought them on full time. And it can really become a powerful, powerful tool for them. So the whole point of this slide is just, hey, think through your strategy. Don't just spam them. And then if they aren't replying, you know, step five, go ahead and come up with a pitch, put that in their DMs. Maybe they'll see it, but then just move on and try to make the best use of your time. So that's that point. The other one here is straight up from John. So basically you give the influencer your attribution link through Amazon, and then they're going to use that attribution link when they create their associates link. It's going to be like a shorter AMZ, I forget, .to or something URL that's not super long. They can share that to their TikTok, Instagram, whatever, any like outside traffic that they bring in, you're going to get that kickback through the brand referral. I think it's like 10%. And then what John does is he kicks back, say, 5% to the influencer. And man, that can really make a huge difference if they're working with other brands that aren't doing that, and help them promote your products over others. So it's pretty slick what he came up with there. So nice. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Good deal. All right. And I got one bonus tip for those that stay to the end. This is a brand new, actually a Looker Studio report that we're coming out with. And this is going to be part of AMZ Rolodex. So what it is, you can think of it like a product database, but what it's doing is aggregating all of the bestseller subcategories. So if you've ever had a really good product, you've probably at least been in the top 50 within your subcategory, hopefully within, say, the top 10. So we're basically weeding out everything else except all of those good products and all of those subcategory nodes. And then you've got all of these extra filters that a lot of the similar product databases don't give you, like subscribe and save, you know, how's their A+ content, brand story, stuff like that. And you can really weed through a lot of the minutia. And I'll be honest, a lot of sellers don't even know about this because we haven't pushed it yet. So Helium 10, you've got probably millions of people looking at it. This is going to be a new tool that only a select few are going to be able to be leveraging if they sign up. So that's kind of the trick. And it's got some slick stuff too, like this little light bulb here will take them directly to the, what's it called? The Opportunity Explorer, if they've got a Seller Central account, so they can see that category's data within one click. You can hover over the video and see a video pop-up of kind of the top videos. So it's really meant to streamline product research. One click there to the seller page to see all the other products they sell. We're working on kind of a performance history metric and kind of data set there. So a lot of slick things there that just kind of helps with more efficient product research.
Oh, that's great.
All I got, man.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Cool. I'm just looking at some of the comments, and like Drip says, and I agree 100%. I'm going to have to listen to this episode a few times. I agree. Pure gold. And then Pyro agreed. Love all the strategies he teaches. And by the way, hi, Zuli. She's listening over on LinkedIn. Okay. Wow. This has been fantastic, Brad. This is awesome. Sure,
appreciate it, man.
So why don't we just talk about, like, we've been going over some strategies, but your different types of spreadsheets that you're offering. So let's talk about FBA Excel for a bit and just kind of go over the offering.
Yeah, actually, let me present again. That would probably make a little bit more sense.
All right. Andy Craig, FBA Excel is the go-to tool. All right.
Can you see my screen again?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, so I mean, we basically just got two services. If you sign up for FBA Excel, you actually get AMZ Rolodex for free. But AMZ, or I'm sorry, FBA Excel is all more advanced Google Sheets based tools. If you don't like spreadsheets, you're probably not going to like FBA Excel. But you know, we've got quite a few users now, and there's some advanced tools. Like, this is our ads tool. And everything uses spreadsheets. So for ads, you're managing with bulk operations. You've got just a way to set up all your ads, set up rules, and we try to automate as much as possible, but also give tools and features if you like to get into the data and kind of drive things semi-automatic. We give you the tools to do that. So there's just some screenshots here. If you have audits, if you're an agency, we make all of that stuff real easy. Advertising opportunities that's included in the audit that you're basically automatically pulling in all of your Amazon-centric data, clicking a few buttons, and then it gives you the outputs, and then you work with those outputs. It's by no means a API connected hands-off PPC solution. We didn't want that when we went to design it, and that's definitely, you know, not mm-hmm. what it is. So this here is just a optimization dashboard. You can take a lot of the data that we went over in the report today for the search query performance. You can lock that in on some of these screens, and then you can systematically work to improve things. We just try to kind of tie everything together, make it all as easy as possible, like bulk campaign builders, just making your life as easy as possible. Just some other fancy stuff here. Any type of these pivot tables and reports, we've usually got just a button that does it all for you. So that's that. Keyword tools, just, I won't open all these. Keyword tools, the listing optimization, keyword research, trying to hone in on a keyword list that you can use for PPC. Metrics tracking, this is a pretty popular tool for pulling in all your performance data and just seeing at a glance kind of how your products are performing, kind of the top level totals, stuff like that. I'm excited for this one. We've got the new rank data coming out that will actually be able to automatically pull in a lot of this info. Right now, we're using SaaS tools like Helium 10 to track some of the organic ranks and stuff, but got a lot of improvements here down the way. This is actually my favorite tool in the whole suite, and it's a profit and loss statement. I like that because I like to make money, but this pulls in your payment transaction report, and it's literally the most accurate P&L out there, in my opinion, because it's coming straight from the payment transactions report. So a lot of the API tools have to kind of build the payment transaction or rebuild the payment transaction report rather. And there's always a percentage of error. This tool should balance down to the penny every time, which I like that.
So yeah, we've heard a lot. If that's the main app that we've had discussions about in our group. So people just loving that P&L report. Oh, by the way, we have a question here. Does it support EU markets?
Yep. All the pan-EU markets we're supporting now. Most of our users, to be honest with you, that sign up in the multiple markets are mainly for PPC and the keyword stuff. Those are our two most popular tools. Mm-hmm. But yeah, books can do like UK as well. So
okay.
Logistics, that's the other one. It's actually built into metrics, but it helps with your inventory, you know, reordering from FBA, reordering from your supplier type of deal. And then real quick, the AMZ Rolodex, that's just the directories we went over today. So you got the influencer Rolodex, services and agencies. We've just pulled in quite a few of the Amazon centric agencies, you know, software tools, just as a way that users can quickly learn about them, filter for them. And then this new product Rolodex is what we've been working on recently. So haven't really, I don't think, mentioned the product Rolodex in any of the other promotion stuff that I've done. So it's one I'm real excited about. I've been messing with it here a lot recently.
Okay. So. And what type of costs are associated with these?
So AMZ Rolodex is only like $37 a month, I think. If you ever want to have a good dude on influencers, you need to talk to Dave Kettner. He's got a
Dave is my old partner.
Oh, is he really? Cool. Yeah. Well, man, he's crushing it on influencers right now. I'm trying to find there we go. $37 a month for the AMZ Rolodex by itself. And then $67 if you want everything. We've got a keyword tool that you can get for just 19. So we try to make things as affordable as possible. We are getting ready to kind of redo all of our pricing and plans here in another couple of weeks once our keyword tools and, or I'm sorry, our keyword rank tracking comes out. Search query performance stuff I went over today, that's obviously not on here yet. So prices won't shift much. They'll still be really affordable. So that's kind of where it is.
All right. And okay, just quickly, we've got one last question here. Are the tools based around PPC? Which tools are not PPC based?
So we just have one PPC tool called Ad Tactics. And then everything else is more, you know, all the tools are more like for Amazon operations. So keyword research, listing optimization, tracking your performance, tracking your accounting, financial statements, tracking your inventory. And then the AMZ Rolodex is just databases for reference. So you're going to get all the influencers. There's no limits or anything. You can just literally see all of them in there and see if there's any that, you know, you'd like to reach out to. I'd advise using some of the strategies I went over today when you reach out to them, but you should have some luck. So that's kind of the idea.
All right. Very good. Okay. So contact information, then we'll go over to a read and then we'll go over to the wheel.
Yeah. Contact for me. You can reach out over Facebook, just my personal profile, or easiest way is just hop over to fbaexcel.io and you can reach out to support. There's a little chat down here if you want to get in direct contact, or down at the bottom of the page, there's the support email. It's just support@fbaexcel.io.
Fantastic. All right. So let's do a live read for Seller Basics. Hey, Amazon sellers, ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, your Amazon accounts guardian, with just $99 a month, or use the code NORM and get it for $89 a month. Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. No long-term contracts, cancel with just a month's notice. View Seller Basics as your Amazon account's health plan, and you can check out Seller Basics at sellerbasics.com. Now, here's the disclaimer. Seller Basics is not an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary. Also, a membership is needed before, very important, membership is needed before events leading to claims, and terms apply. Okay, that's it. And now let's go over to the wheel.
It's time for the Wheel of Health.
All right. We're going to have three winners today.
All right. So we're going to shuffle these up. And if you are the winner, please email me, kate@lunchwithnorm.com. We have Angela.
Angela, congrats.
Our number two is going to be, let's see, looks like Michael.
Michael. All right, second winner.
And our final winner is going to be...
Cool Hand. Perfect.
All right, congratulations. If you are the winners, please make sure you email me, kate@lunchwithnorm.com, and we'll connect you with Brett. Thanks again for entering, everyone. And we do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the giveaways.
Okay. So, Brett, thank you so much for coming on. I think you blew away a lot of people. They're going to have to listen to this podcast a few times. Let me see. I'm going to remove you. I'm going to put you backstage, and then I'm going to talk to you for a couple of minutes. But thank you so much for coming on. Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here. 100, 100, 100.